Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
I'm sure you can tell that it's Friday and that is Heart to Heart. How are you doing, family? I hope you're warm. I hope you're warm. Those are awesome sounds coming there from Swazi Dlamini, Break Every Chain. And we're sitting on 16 minutes just after 12 on 657 AM on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Do remember to tune in via Radio Pulpit 657 AM online and to tune in to Radio Council Hartlank. To tune in to Radio Pulpit Jikelele. And also, do remember to let your young people know that we have the I Am Youth web radio station. So we are alive right there on our website. So just go check on all the four and be ministered unto 24/7. It is such a blessing to be able to broadcast on all these platforms through God's goodness and through God's grace. How are you? It's a Friday and I hope you're warm. I know that there are all those ones who are already on some holiday kind of mode because their children are already on holidays, school holidays. So they are also taking a breather. Do enjoy. And I just want to say a shout out to Danny Rachel Swartz, who else with us right here on Radio Pulpit. I remember her saying when she left, she said, I'm going to be here from time to time. I'll come visit. And I remember saying, yo, it's July and it's getting cold. And she says, yeah, tomorrow I'll be in my bed turning and saying, I wonder how are they doing at Radio Pulpit. So a shout out to her, loving her so much. May the Lord keep keeping her and blessing her. Such an awesome mom to have at Radio Pulpit. Hey, so do keep warm. It's cold. It's cold. Do keep warm. I never believed it. I looked at my phone. I think it was around 5 o'clock and even earlier. And it was written that Elandspoort, because I reside in Elandspoort. So Elandspoort had, like, there's rain in Elandspoort. And I'm like, it's not possible. In Elandspoort? Nee, man. I'm like, I can't hear the sound of the rain. So surely it's not raining. It's a mistake that the weatherman has made. And around 5 again, and then around 6, I get another message that says the rain will be cleared in a couple of or in a few minutes and stuff. And I'm like, really? There's no rain. And then I walk outside. It's freezing cold and it was raining. The whole of Pretoria was raining. So if you're not out of the house yet and you're still warm, do know and be warned that it's cold out. Yeah, yes, the sun is out to play. Praise the Lord for that. But there's also this chill, you know, or the wind is kind of chilly. So, yeah. Be warned around that. It's a beautiful Friday, and that's how we start our Friday right here on Heart to Heart. And in this hour, we are going to have speeches coming there from the MEC for Education in Mpumalanga, Miss Kathy Dlamini, together with the MEC for Agriculture, Rural Development, Land and Environmental Affairs, Miss Nompumelelo Hlophe. So today, and I love hearing about this from time to time whenever we have the opportunity to hear from the Department of Education in Mpumalanga. So what's happening? They are launching the 2025 Ranza Shikolo Sa Wena campaign. The Mpumalanga Department of Education will are together today with the Department of Agriculture, Rural Development, Land and Environmental Affairs to launch that campaign, Ranza Shikolo Sa Wena. And the MEC for Education, Miss Kathy Dlamini, together with the MEC for Agriculture, Rural Development, Land and Environmental Affairs, Miss Nompumelelo Hlophe, will use the occasion today to formally sign the Memorandum of Understanding between the two departments. And this landmark launch is held today at the Capital Hotel in Mbumbela. and the city of Mbumela, the local municipality there. So they started off at 9 o'clock, and this is intended to promote community collaboration, family, in ensuring the maintenance of clean and safe learning school environment throughout the province of Mpumalanga. And this to establish a clean and safe learning environment, to promote a sense of community ownership of schools, also to foster a sense of pride among learners and the community, and to enhance the delivery of quality of education. So all schools and communities are encouraged to participate in the Randza Shikolo Shawena campaign. Randza Shikolo Shawena means love your school. That's all it means. Love your school campaign. Randza Shikolo Shawena. It's a Shangan way of saying love your school. So this is awesome to encourage the learners, to encourage the communities, to collaborate and work together to maintain a clean and safe learning school environment throughout the province of Mpumalanga. So we are going to have those speeches by the MEC of Education, Ms. Kathy Dlamini, and the MEC of Agriculture, Rural Development, Land and Environmental Affairs, Ms. Nompumelelo Hlophe, right now. But before we do that, Muso Worship says Jesus is coming back, and then we're crossing over to those speeches.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Thank you very much, Acting Director.
Thank you very much.
That was on a lighter note. After our games, we're friends anyway. Thank you very much, Acting HOD for Department of Education. My greetings to you. Special greetings to the Honorable MEC, very humble MEC. They say I'm humble, but she's more humble than me. My greetings to you, to all officials from both Department of Agriculture and Department of Education. Our partners in the meeting who had been part of us on the program of Randza Shikolo Shawena, and members of the media in our midst in the meeting, greetings to all of you. Program Director, allow me to start with what has befallen the province of Mpumalanga. We wake up still shocked, with our hearts full of sorrow and devastation following the sad news of the passing away of one of our own, the former deputy president of this country and the former premier of this province of Mpumalanga. We therefore fly our flags half-mast in our hearts as we pay tribute to him and convey our sincere condolences to his family and the African National Congress, his second family. I therefore would like to request that we stand up to observe a moment of silence in his honor. May his soul rest in peace. Thank you very much. Today, the Mpumalanga Department of Education and Department of Agriculture, Rural Development, Land and Environmental Affairs join hands to strengthen schools for environmentally sustainable future through the Randza Shikolo Shawena campaign. We wish to cement this collaboration by signing the Memorandum of Understanding between the two departments and to further announce the schedule for the 2025 Randza Shikolo Shawena campaign activation. Through this partnership, the Randza Shikolo Shawena campaign is greatly enhanced and will be implemented with a significantly improved environmental approach other than what we've been doing now. This aimed at mobilizing communities, parents, civil society, business partners, local government structures, and non-governmental organizations to voluntarily support environmental-related initiatives to protect and create safe and clean, green, and conducive learning and teaching environment throughout the province. This meant to inculcate a culture of ownership, pride, environmental sustainability in our schools. Ranza Shikolo Shawena, loosely translated, means love your school, is a call to action for everyone to appreciate that communities working together build stronger schools. The goals of this campaign includes, but not limited to this, create a clean, safe, and welcoming environment in every school. Empower learners and communities with lifelong skills for environmental and educational stewardship. To instill pride and good citizenship in learners and communities and community members around the schools. Enhance school gardens through sustainable agricultural practices. Enhance learner well-being and improve academic performance through a healthy and environmentally sustainable school environment. The Department of Education and Department of Agriculture, Rural Development, Land and Environmental Affairs appreciate this valuable partnership that we are signing today. It has been there, I must say, we've been to working together, but we're just strengthening this partnership that we have as two departments. The implementation of this program will make a lasting positive impact on schools and surrounding communities. What makes it even more encouraging is that this launch and implementation takes place during the Nelson Mandela Month. Nelson Mandela always said, open quote, "It is in your hands to make our world a better and one for all, especially the poor, vulnerable, and marginalized," close quote. These profound words by our global icon and father of our nation are at the heart of our nations, of our action. This campaign presents an opportunity for citizens to recognize that their individual power to change our province and schools for better. We can also play a part by raising awareness and expanding the reach of Mandela values. Every action we take has a knock-on effect, which will soon snowball into rehabilitating our schools. It is through this united front that we can build stronger communities and stronger societies in our communities. It is through this united front province will be a better province tomorrow. Through our action, we can help make sustainable long-term intervention in combating climate change and food insecurity. As Nelson Mandela once said, we owe our own children, the most vulnerable citizens in any society, a life free from violence and fear. But this is only part of the story. They must also grow up in a world that is safe, clean, and sustainable. This truly confirms the need for all of us to create a healthier, safer, and productive schools environment where children can thrive and reach their true potential. Former United States Secretary General Ban Ki-moon reminded us we need to embrace green growth and recognize the environmental sustainability is not a burden but a shared opportunity. Close quote. Our collective view is that By so doing, we will be taking care of future generations and pave the way for a more just and resilient society. When our learners are taught and practically involved in preserving and enhancing their school environment, they gain valuable lifelong benefits that include physical and mental health, cleaner and greener space, greater respect for property and nature, reducing littering and vandalism, strengthened teamwork and community bonds, a practical understanding of food production, water conservation, and environmental sustainability, enhanced civil responsibility and leadership skills that prepares them for the future challenges. The schedule for district's activation thrilled to announce the schedule for 2025 where all schools within the Place of the Rising Sun are encouraged to participate in this campaign. The schools will be joined by officials of the two departments and from different stakeholders on the following dates. Botshabelo District, it will be on Tuesday, 22nd July 2025. Ehlanzeni District, Thursday, 24 July 2025. Khelsibande District, it will be on Tuesday, 29 July 2025. Kangala District, it will be on Thursday, 31 July 2025. All schools are urged to extend invitation to parents, community leaders, business representative, traditional leaders, NGOs, and youth organization in this activation. Schools should identify practical projects such as repairing school furniture, painting classrooms, establishing vegetable gardens, recycling campaigns, and or tree planting initiatives. Our expectation is that the school governing bodies and school management teams will lead to the activation and encourage our stakeholders to rally behind and inspire learners through practical lessons of sustainability and teamwork. Parents and community members need to be mobilized to participate actively and offer the requisite guidance and support. Learners must be taught to take pride in their surroundings and practicing good environmental habits in schools and at home. Communities and parents must be encouraged to volunteer time and resources and help instill a spirit of stewardship in their children. Business and civil society partners are invited to support schools through sponsorship, donations, and hands-on assistance. Municipalities and traditional leaders are equally requested to encourage public participation, provide logistical support, and champion sustainable community practices. Districts and provincial officials from both departments are to support and oversee the implementation, support schools. In this regard, senior managers and district officials will on an ongoing basis be deployed to give practical support. Schools are also encouraged to document their activities or activation by capturing photos and videos to share on social media platform. The media is invited to showcase this cause and help to instill a culture of caring and cleanliness by taking care of our spaces at school and home. Our mantra for 2025 is a province at work for all. This resonates well with the quest for a all hands on deck approach towards the attainment of the objectives of this campaign. Together we'll cultivate schools that are places of pride, creativity, safety, and sustainability for every child. In this regard, we wish to further take this opportunity to extend our profound appreciation to the business institute, which have already embraced and supporting this campaign. We also use this opportunity to call on the business sector to join us to make this campaign meaningful and impactful. Our doors are always remain wide open to any call that seeks to make our schools better and improve environment for learning and teaching. Please call us. To those that has already made a commitment to embrace this campaign, thank you for holding our hands and for being part of this life-changing campaign, the 2025 Ranja Sekolo Shawena campaign. Thank you very much.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now, www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Come and ask your questions, share your concerns, experiencing life on 657 AM.
Thank you very much, Program Director, the Acting HOD for Department of Education. Let me greet the Honorable MEC. I thought you are humble, so you are also taking that status to me back. Honorable MEC, I mean my neighbor. So, and the entire Department of Education, the officials who are here, as led by yourself on acting HOD, the officials of the Department of Dartlia, nasesibaleka lendawo ngoba yinde kakhulu nesibongo namagama ethu neithakazela. So, as led by the acting HOD, Miss Pamela Ntuli, who's running away from the responsibility. She does not want to account today, Miss Aksimwethu, acting HOD. Unkombo muye kanti uyi. So, you can't run away. It will always be written. And all stakeholders, as highlighted by the program director and all media houses. And let me stand to the protocol as you have observed, program director. Geti Luchan, Tumela, Abshe, Hoye More. Good morning. I want to see what as I move forward. In between, I can hear that there's a sizable number who will understand what we mean when we say Ranja Sekolo Shawena. Yeah. It is an honor, indeed, Program Director and the MEC, to be part of this exciting day. During the iconic Mandela Month, a month to commemorate and be inspired by a former statesman and a freedom fighter, Nelson Mandela. It is indeed Mandela's Month, Program Director. A month which has become globally recognized and celebrated. Dr. Nelson Mandela, the former President of the Republic of South Africa, made a profound statement that continued to shape how we understand the importance of environmental education and empowerment in our schools. He once said, "It is in your hands to create a better world for all who live in it." And I close quote. this month comes right after the country celebrated 75 years of the Freedom Charter, the founding document of our country's democracy. The first clause in the Freedom Charter prescribes that the people shall govern. This is exactly why we always strive to be the people-centered government with a bottom-up approach to governance and developing policies. We take pride in being one of the pioneering countries that uphold democracy and democratic processes. In true Mandela spirit, program director of creating better world for all who live in it, the Mpumalanga Provincial Department of Education, the DOE, and Department of Agriculture, Rural Development, Land and Environmental Affairs, DATLA, are holding hands in collaborating to deliver sustainable, coordinated, school-based environmental programs. Hence, the signing of the Memorandum of Agreement today, as read by the Honorable MEC. The agreement ensures the optimal use of resources and expertise from both departments to achieve joint implementation of the school greening and cleaning program to promote cleanliness, environmental literacy, and sustainable environmental practices and greening in school in Mpumalanga. To also encourage environmental action and practices that promote resource saving, example, saving water, reuse of grey water, effective paper use, energy saving, no littering, recycling, pollution, waste management overall. In Greening School, Chair, who's the program director, will be promoting planting and indigenous trees, environmentally friendly vegetable gardens, water-wise gardening, and all in all, encourage smart agricultural principles aligned with the agriculture climate change strategy for schools in Mpumalanga, as he indicated that we are the transcender. So we want to set that clear for the country. Development of a joint stakeholder engagement strategy to guide the participation and support of the private sector, civil society, and other interested partners. The MOU represents a strategic step forward achieving meaningfulness, sustainable environmental change in schools and communities throughout the province. I therefore call upon all of us to fully engage and support this valuable initiative that will see green schools and future leaders that are well aware of the need to take care of the environment so that the environment can take care of them. As DATLA, we commit to this collaboration excitedly and fully, as we are confident of the positive impact and change will bring to our schools and communities. I therefore wish to officially endorse and declare our partnership with our sister department, the DOE, and look forward to the positive outcomes, climate smart, cleaner, and greener schools of the future. Thank you very much.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.